A reading from the prophet Isaiah. Hear me, O coastlands, listen, O distant peoples. The Lord called me from birth, from my mother's womb, the Lord gave me my name. He made of me a sharp-edged sword and concealed me in the shadow of his arm. God made me a polished arrow, in his quiver hid me. You are my servant, the Lord said to me, Israel, through whom I show my glory. Though I thought I had toiled in vain and for nothing uselessly spent my strength, yet my reward is with the Lord. My recompense is with my God. For now the Lord has spoken, who formed me as a servant from the womb, that Jacob may be brought back to God and Israel gathered to him. And I am made glorious in the sight of the Lord, and now my God is my strength. It is too little, the Lord says, for you to be my servant, to raise up the tribes of Jacob and restore the survivors of Israel. I will make you a light to the nations, that my salvation may reach to the ends of the earth. The word of the Lord. I speak these words today while I sit in a room in the priory of our Dominican brothers in Calaruega, Spain. Yes, Calaruega, the little tiny town in the Castile province of Spain, where Saint Dominic, Domingo de Guzman, was born more than 800 years ago. I literally sit here now looking out a window from my room, looking out at plowed fields and hills, the green of trees and the not yet ready for harvest green of wheat. There's the copper brown color of the earth off in the distance, the gray beige of the hills, the sun, the aroma of wild herbs in the air. Birds are chirping as I sit here contemplating a scenery that Saint Dominic himself would have looked at as a boy. Isaiah's text today speaks to us on this feast of the birth of John the Baptist. The Lord called me from birth. From my mother's womb, the Lord gave me my name. You are my servant, the Lord said to me, Israel, through whom I show my glory. Saint Dominic would have heard those words and heard them ring in his heart one day, perhaps as he sat looking out over these very same rolling hills that I'm looking at today. Maybe it's a coincidence, or maybe it's part of God's plan, but Saint Dominic was born on this very day, the same birthday as John the Baptist. A coincidence? A prophecy? John the Baptist and Dominic were both called by God from very early on, anointed within their own mother's wombs, anointed to preach God's word, to prophesy, to prepare for the way of Christ. The Lord called me from birth. You are my servant, through whom I show my glory. Through whom I show my glory. What a powerful, beautiful image. God's glory, God's light and presence. What the Israelites called the Shekinah of God was made visible through Israel, through the prophet Isaiah, through John the Baptist and Saint Dominic. What does it mean for us when we hear these words, when we contemplate this image of God's Shekinah, God's luminous presence shining forth through us? Isaiah himself, in the reading today, responds, I am made glorious in the Lord's sight. The image that comes to my mind is that of a window. like the very one that I'm looking through right now. A window is transparent. The light shines through it. Of course, the window receives the light, soaks in the luminosity and the warmth of the light, but the window doesn't hold on to the light. It is the light's instrument, its servant. You are my servant, says our text from Isaiah, Israel, through whom I show my glory. The window lets light shine through whom I show my glory. God's light penetrated John the Baptist, penetrated into Dominic, and then shone through them, beyond them, into the world. We will see this soon after the birth of John the Baptist, as he becomes, little by little for the people of Israel, this light, this window through whom the light of Christ will shine. We see it at this very same moment when Mary visits Elizabeth, pregnant with John the Baptist. Mary herself is a window, and Christ, whom she carries in her womb, shines through that window onto Elizabeth. This is what it means to be anointed. To be anointed as an apostle, a disciple, a carrier of God's light. And we who are invited, called to be God's people, called to hear God's word, are we not also called to be transparent windows that allow this luminous presence, this glory of God, to shine out into the world? John the Baptist was not the light. Just as in the famous homily from St. Augustine, John insists, I'm not the word, I'm the voice. So too, he was not the light, but the window, a lens through which the light of Christ could shine out into the world. The window receives the light, but does not possess it. The window enhances the light. You are my servant, my window, through whom I show my glory. I will make you a light to the nations. A story is told of a mother who took her young son one day to visit some of the downtown churches. Later that afternoon, as they were walking through the streets, the topic of saints came up. And the young boy said to his mom, Mom, what's a saint? And the mother responded, Don't you remember those faces that we saw in some of the windows in the churches? Those were pictures, images, faces of saints. To which the young boy answered, Oh, you mean the ones that the light was shining through. The Lord called me from birth. You are my servant, Israel, through whom I show my glory. I will make you a light to the nations.